necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's the beginning of another week, and this is going to be a short week. Just want to remind everybody, because of the Arnold, which myself and my executive producer, Elisa Profumo, will be attending, we will be doing Casual Friday's show on Thursday. So and we got some great topics for the Casual Friday show this week. A lot of good stuff. Some of it's submitted by you listeners, so we'll cover all of that. We got a great show for you planned today as well. We always have a crowd pleaser in himself. Brooks Cubics will be on. Brooks is going to be on the first half of the show. We're going to be talking about a couple things. We're going to be talking about his new article that will be released on Wednesday, and we'll actually be doing a whole show on that. And also the topic today, only the strong will survive in the current state of the United States. And I know my fans over in Europe who are listening to the show may think that this has nothing to do with them, but we know that a lot of the issues that are facing the United States have already faced many of our European brothers already. And so this is going to be a very important show. Later in the show, we're going to have Dr. Mark Gordon on. And this was something that was suggested by a couple listeners who wanted to hear a show on male hormone replacement therapy and prostate health. What is the relationship between the two? So that'll be later in the show. Brooks Cubic always brings a large audience to Superhuman Radio. He travels with his own audience. He has a huge fan base. How you doing, Brooks?
Doing well, Carl. How are you?
Very good, very good. First of all, let's go ahead and talk about what Wednesday's show is going to be about. Wednesday, you're going to be releasing a new article. This is a very, very exciting article. We just want to give people a little teaser because you're still working on it, correct?
Absolutely. The article is going to go up on Wednesday after the show, and it's going to be on the Dinosaur Training blog. My website is www.brookscubic.com. And on the website, we have lots of things, but one of them is the Dinosaur Training blog, where I put up short articles every day. And this one is going to be a bit longer than usual. It's going to be very interesting. And the thing that got me going on this was an email from a reader, actually a fairly young guy, about 25 or so, maybe even a bit younger. And somehow cruising around the internet and getting some feedback from people who may not have really known that much about what they were talking about, he came up with the idea that weightlifting, weight training, physical culture was bad for your health, and that weightlifters died young. So we're going to be covering an interesting topic, quite bluntly. Will weight training kill you?
Yeah, and this has actually been a topic for a very, very long time. I mean, it started way, way back in the day when physical culture first evolved.
Absolutely.
We had physicians decrying weight training from everything as innocuous as it would cause the bulking of muscles, would cause unnatural kinesiology, all the way to they used to have a term called muscle bound, that you would be bound by your own muscles, walking like a gargantuan statue, so to speak, because you wouldn't be able. And nothing is further from the truth. You look at guys like Tom Platz, who had massive quads and hamstrings, yet he could fold in half like a jackknife. So, you know, that it's going to be interesting. But, yes, you're right. There are many people out there who say that the our weightlifters, even Dan Lurie came on my show 2 years ago and said, you know, our weightlifters are dying. They're dying young. You know, what's going on? So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting topic. And it's one that I'm interested in hearing your findings as well, because I know that you've dug real deep to produce all the evidence.
Yeah, well, what we're going to do is not not theoretical, but we're going to go back and actually look at some facts, some statistics and some numbers. And it'll be it'll be real interesting.
Okay. Now, we have a topic today that we want to cover, which is kind of, interestingly enough, it's kind of symbiotic but diametrically opposed for a different reason. The country, the United States, is possibly in one of at one of its most challenging points in time in its history. Unlike many other challenging points of time where there was the threat of maybe a foreign invasion and so on, we stand to the American way of life is being threatened from within. From within, as a result of financial instability, and I'm not going to play partisan here and say why, who's to blame. The bottom line is we are in trouble as a nation, and we have been in trouble as a nation in the past. The theory that I want to play around with today, and the discussion I want to have with Brooks, because he is in essence a physical culture historian, is this not one of the most important times for someone to embrace physical culture and nutrition of any point in time in our recent history? Because in my opinion, only the strong will survive this. And I don't just mean because you can bench press or deadlift, but the physical, spiritual, and mental robustness that comes from a physical culture lifestyle will allow us to avoid the perils of this current time. What's your opinion of that?
Absolutely agree with your thesis. And, you know, a lot of my research, a lot of my writing, a lot of my study goes back to those times in America's history when we did face enormous difficulties and enormous crises. The Great Depression, weightlifting, weight training and weightlifting competition really got off the ground in the United States starting in the 1920s and moving into the 1930s, and basically in the middle of the Great Depression. And we were able to accomplish, as a nation, we were able to come out of the Depression, go into World War II, and you know, we know what happened there. We were able to do that, I think, in large part because we had a nation of people who, although they were poor, although they had challenges in their lives, although they struggled, in many respects, they were much healthier and much stronger than people at other times in our history. And that was a really, really good thing for us, a really important thing.
Well, and you know, let's look at just from a biological standpoint. A strong,
sure.
There's people out there who talk about the benefits of organic farming. Mm-hmm. And aside from the sustainability of organic farming to the earth, everyone agrees that organic vegetables and produce are stronger and more robust and, as a result, more nutritive because they are not using agents to keep the bugs and the funguses and so on away. They have to turn to their own biological resources, and as a result, you have a stronger vegetable, for lack of better terms, more robust vegetable, and it has a greater nutritive value. And so couldn't the same thing be said about the human condition? If we have a bunch of weaklings, and I know that there's people out there cringing because there's a very, very large faction in the United States that hate the masculine strength. They want to really breed it out of men. They want men to be more feminine. They want men to be more sensitive. But the truth of the matter is, it's in our DNA to be strong and masculine. And couldn't it be said that the stronger the organism physically, the more able it is to cope with outside stressors?
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's basic survival of the fittest evolutionary theory, scientific theory, actually scientific fact. And you see it time and time again. In a very real way, I'm an example of that. And the reason that I say that is, let me share a story about my grandfather. My grandfather grew up on a mountain in Slovakia, in Central Europe. The family was a family of lumberjacks. They ran a lumber operation. They cut trees down, cut the trees, sawed the trees into lumber, and they carted it over the hills of what are called the High Tatra Mountains in Slovakia, very high range of mountains, over the hills into Poland, and they sold the lumber in Poland. And the reason they did that is that the Polish countryside is largely flat, a lot of plains, and they got a better price for their Slovakian lumber in Poland than if they had tried to sell it in Slovakia. So that's what the family did, and you can imagine it must have been an extremely active and extremely grueling life, a life that was very close to nature. I'm sure that they had, they did their own gardening, they raised their own animals for food, they had eggs right there on the family farm, if you will. And it was a tough life, but a life that, that made people strong and in many respects healthy and fit. My grandfather left the family farm, came over to the United States right around the First World War, ended up in Cleveland, and as so many immigrants did, he got a job at a steel mill in Cleveland. Now, back then, 1920s, 1930s, working in a steel mill was hard, hot, sweat, rugged work, very demanding physically, and my grandfather adapted to it very easily because of his boyhood growing up on that mountain in Slovakia. One day while he was working in the steel mill, my own father was about 5, 6, 7 years old at the time. This was the height of the Depression. One day at the steel mill, a cable carrying a huge steel bar overhead broke, snapped suddenly. Bar of steel, and this was, I'm talking about something that weighed tons, came crashing down. The men dove out of the way. One guy didn't quite make it, and that was my grandfather. He got hit in the side of the face by this falling piece of steel, knocked unconscious, one eye knocked out of his head, lost half his teeth, nose broken, jaw shattered. Back in those days, they didn't have any first aid at the factories. They didn't have nursing stations. They didn't have any kind of the things that you have nowadays. And all that his co-workers could do was to put him on a wooden window shutter, carry him 5 miles home to die at home. And just picture that, being carried in that condition on a wooden window shutter for 5 miles.
Yeah.
The
banging around and jangling of your painful bones.
Yeah, for 5 miles. They brought him home. My dad was playing in the yard, playing softball, when he saw them carry his dad in. Everyone thought he would die. They really could not afford anything in the way of serious medical treatment. They had a doctor come over and do some very basic bandaging. That was it. That was all that could be done. And guess what?
He didn't die.
He lived many, many more years. He went back to the mill about 14 months later. It took him that long to recover. But he went back. He was tough. He was strong. He wasn't a weightlifter, but, you know, growing up in a lumber operation in Central Europe in the mountains is probably about the next best thing when it comes to building health and strength and fitness. And at a time in his life when he really needed that strength and health and fitness, it was there.
Yeah, amazing, amazing. And there's a perfect example. But you know what? We're going to be talking more about this. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk about the current state of the United States and why it's time for those of you who haven't grabbed physical culture by the horns and ridden it, it's time to do so. Because there is a thinning of the herd that is coming. The government even wants it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLS
SLSSupplements.com today.
Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
LG Sciences pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by bestrecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oops. I did it again, baby.
Yeah.
The ladies are going to love you.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Brooks Kubik. We'll be interviewing Dr. Mark Gordon. He is a keynote speaker for A4M, travels the world. We're going to be talking about hormone replacement therapy and prostate health in the second half of the show. Just want to remind everybody, my executive producer and co-host of the Casual Friday show, Elisa Profumo, we need to get her some friends on Facebook. So those of you who like the show, please friend Elisa, A-L-I-S-A Profumo, P-R-O-F-U-M-O, on Facebook. You can send her questions. She gets them to me. We can do shows on it, that sort of thing. All right, so we're talking today about the importance of physical culture in this current state of both the economy and the way the country is going. You know, I have a suspicion, Brooks, that this is not a good time to end up sick, dependent on the healthcare system or in a hospital. Would you agree with that?
100%.
I mean, I'm going to let you jump in here in just a second, but I mean, just think about this for a second. We're talking about the crushing cost of healthcare. What we also need to be realizing when we talk about the crushing cost of healthcare is that healthcare facilities and healthcare providers are feeling that pressure as well. And when a business feels pressure, they don't give up their profits. They look for ways to cut. And that is not a good thing if you have to end up in a hospital or dependent on a doctor in this day and age.
That's absolutely true. And when it comes to your health, the person that you want to depend on first and foremost is yourself. And by saying that, I don't mean that if you're sick, you don't go to the doctor or you don't seek out medical care, medical attention if you need it. But what I am saying is that the first line of defense against serious illness is the, you know, or are the, you know, it's the simple steps that you yourself can take to help maintain good health, good fitness, strength, bodily condition, and just staying in good shape. It's exercise, it's the right kind of diet, it's eating the right kind of foods, it's getting rest, it's getting sleep, it's making conscious efforts to maintain a tranquil mind, to keep stress from killing you, because stress can be such a killer. You know, these are things where it's, you know, it's not up to your doctor, it's not up to someone else to make you better after you become ill. It's more of a case of take the steps to prevent illness that really everyone can and should be taking.
I know a person whose family, the women in her family, succumbed to rheumatoid arthritis. She has never developed even a sign of rheumatoid arthritis. She exercises every single day. She is a hard training person. She exercises every single day. And as a result, that is the only thing that she has to point at over the other women in her family who not only don't exercise but adhere to the traditional U.S. diet of high carbohydrate, high grain, you know, consumption, sugars and cereals and so on. And, you know, everybody in her family, you know, thinks that it's just a matter of time. You're going to get it. And meanwhile, she's chugging down the road and doing great. And I've said to her, you know what? You keep doing what you're doing and you will never develop it. We are not a slave to our genetics. We know that. You can, and if you can change your genetics by exercising, then think about the profound effect that you have on staving off illness. And this is the time to stave off illness. This time in our nation's history, you do not want to end up in a hospital. You do not at all costs. I mean, okay, there are accidents. People fall downstairs like I did Tuesday, Valentine's Day, but I didn't end up in the hospital because I'm strong and robust. I didn't even have a bruise. I fell down a flight of stairs, Brooks, I should have broken something. I didn't even have a bruise on my body because of the muscle that cushions my bones.
You know who did the same thing when he was in his early 70s?
Who?
John Grimmick.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. He fell down a flight of stairs. There was ice on the stairs, and he fell down. And all he did was, you know, basic bruises, nothing else. And you know, most men at age 70, that happens, and
you break
it's
something.
Over.
Yeah.
Yeah, break something, broken hip or whatever. It you know, the physical fitness factor is just unimaginably important. It's the single greatest thing that you can do for lifelong health is to get in good physical condition. It's just amazing. And you know, that's a message, you know, people have been saying it for a long time, Bernard McFadden, Eugene Sandow. I mean, it goes back many, many years, but just so few people listen to it.
Why doesn't the government get this message? You know, the government loves to come out and promote things. They love to come out and promote, you know, different notions. You know, reading is fundamental. You know, I mean, the government loves to do these types of things. If we know, and everyone knows that this is true, what I'm about to say, if we know that if someone just exercises an hour a day, 5 days a week, the chances of them developing cancers, developing traditional chronic illness type diseases really diminishes to insignificant levels. Why isn't the government promoting this in an effort to get the financial weight of healthcare off of its own back? I mean, we talk bad about countries like China and Korea, but you know, in Korea, they make people get up in the morning and practice qigong.
Mm-hmm.
Qigong, I think they pronounce it right. You know, it's like, yeah, they make their people do certain things that are considered physical culture attributes. Yet our government, we don't want to say, hey, by the way, you know, get off your keister and exercise an hour a day. It's the patriotic thing to do so that you can alleviate us having to care for you when you're 70 years old and you can't get out of a chair anymore.
Well, without politicizing the issue, government is largely wrapped up in big business and big corporations. And big business and big corporations like government to push things that they can sell. But really and truly, who can really sell exercise to you? It's hard to do. And the flip side of the coin, you know, remember the President's Council on Physical Fitness?
Yeah.
Big deal when you and I were growing up.
Right.
And they wanted.
Remember, you had to do a certain number of push-ups, pull-ups. Mm-hmm. You had to be able to throw a ball a certain distance. They actually had them in the summertime. The local parks and municipally driven organizations used to actually invite kids up to be tested, and then you'd come back a month later and be tested again, and they'd give you an award.
Absolutely, and that was a wonderful campaign, and it was tied into the public school system, and it was part of gym class in the public school system. And now, guess what many public schools don't have at all?
Gym.
Gym class. Yeah. Because we say it's too expensive, we can't afford it,
it's not important. It's not as important. The attitude is, and this is what it comes back to, it's not as important as the other things. It's the and all the other things lumped together. It's not as important. There's a general consensus that trickles down from Capitol Hill and through the mm-hmm. fabric of this nation. And that's why people who look at those of us who embrace physical culture, they look at us as zealots. They look at us as self-centered. They look at us as narcissistic. They look at us with all of these negative words that they like to wrap us up with and say, well, you know, you go an hour a day to the gym. You know, that's terrible. There's other things you, no, there's not. There's not anything else that I should be doing. I should be, and you should be spending an hour a day at the gym so that I don't have to pay for your sorry keister when you develop cancer and your insurance company drops you on me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And by the way, there's a lot of people out there that you don't want them dropped on you, Carl. Because they're too heavy.
Yeah, I know.
Because they're not exercising. I mean, you know, exercise is so critically important. And, you know, to go back to the schools, the public schools, study after study has showed that if the kids get out and they exercise every day, they're better students. They learn more. You know, duh. I mean, really and truly, you know, to me, that is absolutely a no-brainer. And yet, even though those studies are out there, we're not doing it, and we're just not doing right by our children. And you can see it if you just go to a shopping mall. Kids today are heavy, and it's not good weight, it's not muscle weight, they're heavy because they're too fat. They need to be more active, and parents have a role here. I would argue that the school system has a role. I would argue that the government has a role, that you know there are lots of people who need to step up and take action, and if they don't, we're going to, what are the statistics on for example, diabetes? What's the diabetes rate going to be in 2020 or 2030? It's some terrible number, 50% or more, 60%?
And you know what? And that's heart disease and everything else that goes along with it. Hey, let's take a quick commercial break. Keep that thought about diabetes. When we come back,
Okay. We're
going to talk more about it, because really diabetes, the majority of diabetes can be completely reversed with exercise and proper nutrition. We're talking today during this hour with Brooks Cubic. You can visit his website, dinosaurtraining.com, right, Brooks?
Yes, sir.
Dinosaurtraining.com to learn more about him. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. If you have not tried Quest Protein Bars yet, you're missing out on something wonderful, something exciting, something you've never had before. A high-quality protein bar that is good for you and tastes great. No sugar alcohols and no added sugar. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Click it, and they will send you two free full-size Quest Protein Bars for you to try. And you want to know what? I've never had anyone tell me that they not only didn't love them, but they can't stop eating them. So check it out. My guest this hour is Brooks Kubik. We're talking about how important it is to embrace physical culture in this current state of the United States. Only the strong will survive. At least the stressors that are being placed on the American people. Similar stressors have been placed on others in other countries in the past. We are going down the same road that we've seen many of our brethren in other countries go down, to insolvency. Look at those countries. You do not want to end up in the hospital today. You do not want to end up with the disease today. You wouldn't want to have to depend on this healthcare system. Yet, as Brooks pointed out as we went into the break, more people suffer from diabetes today than ever before, and it's because of what they put in their mouth. There's no magic. Their great-grandparents didn't have diabetes. Their grandparents probably didn't have it, or maybe they developed it late in life once they adapted to this new food lifestyle. And it can all be avoided. Get your keister in the gym and work out. Stop eating all the cereals and grains and carbohydrates and start eating more animal fats and animal proteins. You know, we could cure people of diabetes in 6 months. No one wants to. They don't want to. You go to somebody, hey, Brooks, you go to somebody and say, I just did this the other day. I was out at a party, and it was a couple weeks ago, actually, at a house party. And there's a gentleman there who, you know, carrying a lot of weight. And he said, you know, they just started me on insulin. And I said to him, you know what? I could reverse your diabetes in 6 months. Now, if you had cancer and I said to you, Brooks, I could cure your cancer in 6 months, what would your follow-up question be?
How?
Okay. At least how, right? Or when do we get started? I said to him, I could cure your diabetes in 6 months. He looked at me and turned his head and started a totally different conversation.
Oh.
Because he knows what's coming. Oh, by the way, you can't eat the way you've been eating. You'll have to drop 100 pounds. No one wants to embark on that journey.
Well, they really don't, and very few people even want to put the message out. You know, you go back to the government. That message should be coming through loud and clear, and it's not. It's not at all. You know, the message that comes through loud and clear from the government essentially is, eat more grains, eat more cereals.
Yeah, get sicker faster.
Yeah.
What's the motivation behind the government? I mean, really, truthfully, what's the motivation behind the government? They have to know by, I mean, the President's Council on Cancer has come forth finally, and said all cancer is a result of environmental factors. It's not a just genetic mutation. It's not a condition that some people will develop regardless of what they do in their life. They've finally come forth and said, you know what? All cancer is a result of the environment. Exposure to toxins, exposure to certain nutritive products. It's you either put it in your mouth, you breathe it, or you bathe in it. One way or the other, that's how you get cancer, right?
Absolutely.
So now they know that. They admitted that, right? So
right.
Surely there's got to be somebody in some organization that guides the government that's going, Mr. President, we think a majority of the disease in this country could be controlled if we could get people to change the way they eat. Wouldn't the next step be, okay, what should they be eating and how fast can we get the message out there?
That should be the next question, and the next program should be based exactly on the answer to that. You know, simple stuff. Everybody is going to start eating lots and lots of fresh green vegetables. Anyone who can garden is going to be gardening and growing their own fresh, natural, organic, right in the backyard, fresh vegetables. Stuff like that. I mean, simple steps. Community gardening, working with local farmers for fresh, wholesome, natural, organic foods. This could all be accomplished.
Animal proteins are not the enemy. If you're working with your local farmer and you have access to fresh pastured eggs from chickens that live like chickens, they peck, they eat worms, they eat whatever they want. If you have access to grass-fed, hormone-free, antibiotic-free beef and chicken, this is the food you should be eating. And you know what? If we go back to this lifestyle, the economy will start to take care of itself. Small family farms will be able to thrive. Money will stay inside communities because you'll be buying from the farmer that's in your state. But the problem is that the lawmakers, who ultimately have their foot on the gas pedal of disease right now, are under the control of the big companies that would lose money if we started to save our own lives.
Well, that's absolutely true. You said that they had their foot on the gas pedal. I was going to use they are in bed with someone else, and you can take the metaphors or the analogy as far as you want from there. The government, the bottom line is this, the government is not going to help the situation. The government is not going to step in and do the things or put out the information that needs to be put out for people to start living a healthy lifestyle. People have to do it on their own. It has to be a local effort. It has to be a community effort. It has to be one person. I'm going to throw the gardening out, and do not be confused because I'm not a vegetarian. I eat a ton of vegetables, which I grow in my own backyard garden because I want to know what goes into those vegetables. I want the healthiest vegetables I can grow, I can eat, and so I grow them myself because I trust me. I don't necessarily trust the big company making millions and millions of dollars growing vegetables in California and then shipping them to me across the United States. Works much better for me to grow them in the backyard. But just keep on that vegetable thing for a second. Louisville, Kentucky, where Carl and I live, is one of the places in the United States where there is a real grassroots movement for local food, healthy food, sustainable food. And one of the groups that is making quite a splash is a group called 15,000 Farmers. And the premise is simple. We want 15,000 farmers right here in Louisville, Kentucky, in the backyards, in the parks, in any empty lot, any place where you can grow food, do it. And we want 15,000 of them, and it's a wonderful organization that is taking off and making a difference. We have community-supported agriculture is very big in Louisville, and that's simply supporting local farmers by basically having food co-ops where you sign up at the beginning of the season for not only vegetables, but free-range, free-pastured meats, chicken, free-range eggs. You know, these are all natural, organic, extremely healthy foods, great sources of protein, wonderful for any family, and very inexpensive because you're cutting out 17 middlemen. You're just making it you and the farmer. That's a big movement. There's a group in Louisville called Grasshoppers that is big in that. And there are other such organizations in other cities, in other towns, not only across the United States, but across the world. I would strongly say, and I'm not getting a penny for saying this from anybody, seek those organizations out, support them. You're going to be doing more for your health by doing that, and more for the health of your friends, your family, your community, your neighbors, than the government would do in 100 years.
Right. Right. Exactly. And that comes full circle to what I've always said on this show. You vote with your dollars. Don't wait for the FDA, the USDA, or any other organization that you believe provides oversight and is supposed to be there, quote unquote, to protect us. These are lame duck organizations who really cater to their clients, and their clients are the companies that they provide oversight to. They're not you and I. They're not you. I've never gotten a call from somebody at the FDA saying, hey, what could we do different? We serve you. What could we do different? How are we doing? No, but you can bet that the heads of Monsanto and the heads of big agricultural companies get calls from the FDA and go to lunch with the FDA, and everybody knows each other buddy-buddy like there. So you vote with your dollars. If you buy food that you know is contributing to disease, then maybe Darwin was right. Maybe you're not supposed to be here. Maybe you do need to be thinned out, so to speak. All right, we're going to take our last commercial break, and we'll be right back with Brooks Cubic. Stay tuned.
Products that I believe in, the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
One testosterone was the king of muscle and strength building agents. Now there's One Andro RX. One Andro RX is pharmaceutical grade one androsterone. It converts to one testosterone in the body. The results are 7 times more anabolic than testosterone and can't convert to estrogen or DHT, so you never have to worry about bloating or water retention. One Andro RX will build lean muscle while helping you shed body fat. You can get One Andro RX by visiting ironmaglabs.com. The winter is upon us. Make this season count by adding some new muscle with
OneAndroRx.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Look. We've got a new promotion we're going to be rolling out right after the Arnold. And it's going to be to nominate your gym as the physical culture mecca that it is in your hometown. Why your gym is different. Why it is truly carrying the torch of physical culture, that it's not some chain that is just a contract mill and they really don't care and people go there and they don't really work out, blah, blah, blah. If you go to a gym that is contributing to your health, to your understanding of physical culture, there's going to be a banner ad up on the Superhuman Radio website in the next few weeks that you'll be able to click there, and all the members of your gym will be able to click there and go and nominate your gym. And every single month we will select a different gym that wins that nomination and have them on the air and talk to the owners and get into their head and find out what it is that they see as their mission in their community and why so many people have been so moved to select them and vote for them. So keep your eyes open for an opportunity to vote for your gym as the physical culture mecca that it is in your community. My guest right now is Brooks Kubik. We're supposed to have Dr. Mark Gordon on in the next hour, but there seems to be some challenges right now with some emergency that he has out on the West Coast. So I'll keep you posted. If we don't have him on, we'll probably end the show early, and we will follow up and do the show on HRT and prostate health at a later time. But I'm hopeful that everything will work its way out. Brooks, am I really just searching here for something that doesn't exist, expecting the American people to open their eyes? You know, my audience, the people that we're talking to right now, they already get the message. They're already doing it. Mm-hmm. Is it wrong for us? And when I say us, I mean the audience too, because I know my audience carries the word. We're all zealots. We go, hey, you don't have to be sick. You don't have to die. Exercise, eat a Paleolithic style of eating where you eat high animal protein, high animal fat from good sources of animal protein and fat, and lots of vegetables, and stay away from grains, and stay away from things that are pro-inflammatory, and get enough sleep, and train every day as hard as you can, and live a long and healthy life. And we carry that message out there. What is it? Are we banging our head against the wall expecting the average person to go, I get it now?
Well, I don't think we are. I think that it's little steps in reaching out to Mr. and Ms. Average, but you know, look how far exercise has come, even just from when we were kids. I mean, when I was growing up, if you were on a sports team in school, the coaches did not want you lifting weights. And if you wanted to lift weights, you often had to do it at home and not tell the coach.
Secretively, right, exactly.
Secretively, really. So that's not very long ago. And there's been a tremendous jump in the general population's understanding that exercise is important. It makes a difference. And people are much more accepting of exercise than they were even as few as 20 or 30 years ago. It's been the efforts of the pioneers, the crusaders, the Bob Hoffmans, the Jack LaLannes, so many people who have worked so hard for so many years to get people to understand the importance of physical fitness, exercise, and the rules of good health and good diet. Now, it is a never-ending battle. In some respects, it's more difficult today than ever before, but I would argue that it's more important today than ever before. If we don't get, as a country, as a society, if we don't get a good grasp on these critical issues, we're looking at all kinds of trouble. You know, they talk about Social Security. Will it be around? It will be wiped out if we have an epidemic of unhealthy people popping into the system.
We have it, Brooks. We're past that. We have it already. We have unhealthy people that are taxing Medicare, that are taxing Medicaid, that are taxing healthcare systems all over the place, that are taxing Social Security. You know, the Social Security benefits are not just for those who retire peacefully. They're also for people who are injured and have to receive Social Security benefits because they can no longer work. They kick in even earlier. This country is hammered with, what do they like to call them? Trust fund type programs where, you know, entitlement type programs. And the problem is that more and more people are getting lazier and lazier, faster and faster, and they are just driving us headlong into this. I almost feel like the population have become like lemmings. They're walking off the cliff. They're watching the one in front of them walk off the cliff, and they're not even questioning, hey, why am I walking off this cliff? I can turn left. I can turn right. I can stop. Why am I walking off this cliff?
They're watching Dancing with the Stars instead of dancing.
Ah, I like that. I like
that. Going to go back to John Grimmick. He and his wife were in their 70s, and they would go out dancing because it was good exercise.
Yeah.
That's the way people used to think. That's
activity.
The way they used to approach it. Exactly. Activity. Movement. Be active. And that's the critical thing. And, you know, you said, are we beating our heads against the wall? I would say no. I would say that we're banging the drum. And the most important thing in the world right now is to keep on banging that drum. And everybody, all the listeners, you know, you said the listeners are convinced. You know, they're not sitting there saying, gosh, do I agree with that or disagree? No, you know, they know what the truth is. They understand it. But it's up to the listeners to spread the word.
Yeah.
By word, by deed, by getting involved, you spread the word. And let me just throw this out, Carl. I mean, how many times have you had, has anybody who's physically active, strong and fit, and it shows, had someone come up and ask a question? I mean, I've had people just, you know, in the grocery store, they come up. I've had kids walk up, Mister, do you work out?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Right.
Yes, I do. And that's a chance for a short little message that might make a huge difference in someone's life.
What should the message be then? Should the message be, yeah, I do, and my body looks great, and thanks for noticing? Or should it be, yeah, I do, and I am actually, it's the patriotic thing to do, because by working out, I'm ensuring that my risk of getting a disease is limited to insignificant, and I will not tax this country with my lazy keister falling apart before I can carry it into the box and they bury me.
Well, you know, that's one message. You know, another message is simply, do I work out? I sure do. Here's what I do. Here's what you can do. Do I work out? Of course I do. Do you? You should.
Yeah.
It's easy. Not difficult.
I know my audience is listening to the show going, Carl, what are you wasting our time for? We get it. I know that they get it. But the problem is that we need to make sure other people get it, because those people out there who believe that exercise is not necessary and that eating the way they're eating, which is just speeding them along the ramp to disease, is acceptable, are going to come back and tax us, the ones who live longer and are stronger.
Yeah. Yeah, we're the ones who are going to be working forever to support the other ones.
Yes,
and it's not fair, and it's not crazy. And the other part of the other crazy part of it is that the people who are not going to be working are going to be the ones who've been making money off of unhealthy practices for so long. And by that I mean the people who make money from selling unhealthy foods and unhealthy products and unhealthy lifestyles. But the only way that you fight that, the way that you fight back is one person at a time, by making a difference. And, you know, I know that over the course of my life, I'm 54 now, I've had many opportunities for those little lessons, often with young people. You know, the young people understand. They look and they see and they understand that, you know, this person looks different than the other people. What does he do? What makes him different? And they'll come up and ask. And you have a chance to talk to them about diet, about exercise. And, you know, hopefully the message sinks in. You know, look at Jack LaLanne. I mean, Jack LaLanne was a horribly unhealthy kid who lived basically on sugar. And his mom took him to a meeting, to
Paul Bragg. Paul Bragg. Right.
And that one talk, when he heard Paul Bragg, changed his life. And then look at everyone's life who was changed by Jack LaLanne. You know, that one talk that Paul Bragg did where LaLanne was in the audience, that was like throwing a great big stone, great big boulder into a pond. You know, bang, ripples going everywhere. And that's what happens every time you're out there, you know, not in an aggressive way, not walking around with your lats flexed and saying, look at me, but being responsive to anybody who comes up and says, you know, you look like you work out. I got a question. And it will happen. It will happen to, or already has happened, and I'm sure that many of our listeners can think back, and they've had that same thing happen with them.
And that's an opportunity for us to bring somebody over to the bright side, the light side, the sunny side of life. You know what?
Absolutely.
Take them from the dark side and bring them to the light side. Listen, Brooks, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. And everybody needs to tune in Wednesday when Brooks releases his summary of whether or not heavy weightlifting shortens your life. And that's going to be an interesting
show. We will answer the question, will weight training kill you?
Yeah, there you go. Brooks, dinosaurtraining.com, correct?
No, it's brookscubic.com. But you can just Google dinosaur training and you'll find the website.
I'm sorry, brookscubic, K-U-B-I-K.com. I should know that by now. Okay, listen,
that's okay.
We'll see you Wednesday, okay?
Thanks, Carl.
All right, thank
Bye.
You. All right, so stay tuned. Dr. Mark Gordon will be on. We will be doing the HRT show. I'll take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MikeMahler.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Here's the thing, we started up friends. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I have a guest on today that is always a privilege to have him on. For more reasons than I can mention here, he is not only one of the most progressive thinkers in a term that he actually coined called, I forgot it, Mark. It's interventive endocrinology, right?
Interventional endocrinology.
There you go.
Right?
That's a term that you
and
actually.
What was your name?
My name is, you know what? I didn't sleep good last night. We had storms here. I was up four different times in the middle of the night with the thinking that the tornado was coming. So I'm a little weary in the brain today. But anyway, but more importantly, you really are one of the most progressive minds when it comes to this. You're a keynote speaker at many of the anti-aging conventions. You travel the world to speak to doctors, not only about hormone replacement therapy, but your new issue, which is head trauma, correct?
Correct. Traumatic brain injury and hormone dysfunction.
And this is something that hits close to home because it's something that happened to you as a young boy, correct?
Correct. It influenced me. By the age of 34, I started crashing and didn't know really what was cause of it until I was 46 and actually crashed, and then went to have my hormones checked by an institute in the United States and was found to have growth hormone, testosterone, and thyroid deficiency. And within 6 months of replacing it, I was almost reborn, which sounds like a very extreme statement, but I was feeling great, and it gave me focus in my life to move from traditional medicine to looking more closely at hormones and how they influence our functioning.
You know, that's an interesting distinction, because I think that anyone, including the analogy I always said was when I got on HRT, I felt like someone turned the lights back on in my life. Like I was living in this dark warehouse, and every year one bulb went out. There were 100 bulbs, and by the time I was 40, 40% of the bulbs were out, and then somebody came in and replaced all the bulbs, and I went, wow, is this how bright it used to be in here? This is amazing.
The problem with hormone deficiencies is they're so subtle and progressive that we adapt, and that's one of the beauties of being human, is that we adapt to changes in our internal functioning as well as our external functioning, for those of us who are married and have children. And what happens is that we really miss it because it's so gradual, and it's not like flipping a switch on and off where the lights are on and it's bright and then it's off. It's a very subtle, and we go through a process of brightness down to gray and then to black. Hopefully
right.
Not total blackness.
Now, the reason for this show is I've had numerous men in my age bracket, you know, upper 40s and mid-50s, who have written me over the past months and said, you know, do a show on HRT and prostate health, because there still continues to be a message carried by many of the mainstream frontline physicians when a man comes in to a traditional internist slash general practitioner and says, you know, I've read about testosterone. I see the ads now from about the test gel, and you know, I have low libido. I'm moody. Blah blah blah. And the first thing they say is, well, you know, you'll be more prone to prostate cancer. Now, hasn't that already been identified as a non-issue by a position paper that was written by one of the cancer journals? Said, you know, androgen levels do not lead to prostate cancer. Or am I off base on that?
No, you're absolutely on target with it. If you look back historically, back in the 40s, we had the prostatic acid phosphatase test, the PAP, and a doctor by the name of Abraham Morgenthaler, from a urologist from Harvard, went back and did a beautiful, beautiful dissertation on the myth of testosterone causing prostate cancer, and found that there had been an error back then in the 40s with this test that would predict, you know, the possibility of prostate cancer, and it had followed since 1941 throughout the decades to lead to where we are today, or have been in the past, where testosterone causes prostate cancer, and that's totally untrue. And what they've actually found is that there are estrogen receptors in the prostate which can account for cancer of the prostate. They've done studies where they've taken cancer of the prostate cells and treated them with all the different varieties of androgens, and there was no acceleration in growth of these cancer cells until they put in estradiol, which is the main estrogen. And they actually showed that in a number of articles. And then they found receptors that if you have the specific type of estrogen receptors, alpha or beta, in the prostate and you're deficient in one, it accelerates the occurrence of prostate cancer.
So really what the link between androgens and prostate cancer is the aromatizable androgens, and only if a person is a high aromatizer. Don't we become higher aromatizers as we age, or is that exclusively as we put on a lot more adipose tissue, which also comes with age?
Well, both are correct. In 8 years, I've done, over the past 8 years, I've done a study on zinc, which is a natural means by which you can influence the aromatizing enzyme called estradiol synthetase, short, it's called the aromatase. And zinc actually decreases the ability of this enzyme to convert testosterone to estradiol, and therefore estrogen levels will drop. So fat is a source for increase in estrogen production, and as we get older, there's a change in our zinc level, and therefore an increase in the production of estradiol. I have, you know, patients coming in 50, 60, 70, 80 years of age who walk in with low testosterone, high estradiol, and when you check their zinc, it's low. When you return it back to a normal physiological level of zinc, what happens is their estrogen levels drop and their testosterone levels increase. Zinc is a very, very important metal that is number one deficient worldwide, according to the WHO, NIH, and CDC. But the effect of estrogen on the prostate has been known, as well as it's known in other tissues like the uterus and the breast, as being precursor for possibly causing cancer if you're so disposed.
That's true, because there are a lot of estrogen-dependent cancers in women, so why wouldn't there be an estrogen-dependent cancer occurring in men?
Well, that's what they're seeing, that there are receptors
okay.
that will predict the occurrence.
Okay. At what point in time should a man start considering HRT? Should it only be when symptoms begin to present themselves, or is this something that men should be proactive? I know that a lot of the research that came from the women's side of HRT shows that women who wait longer postmenopausal to get on HRT don't see the same benefits as women who get on as they're going through menopause. Should men be looking for signs and symptoms, or there should it be a chronological decision? Hey, I'm 40 now. I probably should have my testosterone tested.
I think we should be proactive in everything we do. We're proactive in doing colonoscopies. You don't wait until you have the cancer. You go and you look for the cancer. Well, I think we should take that same mindset and apply it to the biochemistry of the body and the hormones of our body. So I have patients who are at all different ages coming in, and again, you have to appreciate that because of traumatic brain injury, you can have a hormonal deficiency, so it has nothing to do with age. It has to do with the clinical, with the history of the patient in terms of if they were football players or if they were boxers or Muay Thai or they were downhill racers or they just, for fun, were water skiing. Anything that can cause disruption of the mechanism in the brain that controls hormones can lead to a premature reduction in hormones.
Okay.
So to start testing is probably at if you have a history of head trauma, you should start immediately. If you know memory of head trauma, which, you know, memory is interrupted with head trauma, so it's a very strange thing to say, but to go ahead and to incorporate into annual physicals testing for some of the basic hormones that can reflect on the beginning of this process. You know, there's a beginning, middle, and end of every process in our body. So where do you want to be, at the end, at the middle, or the beginning?
Beginning.
Absolutely.
At least I do.
We all do.
And right now we're at the end of this segment, so we have to take a commercial break. But when we come back, I want to delve a little bit deeper into head trauma, because it's not, as I've learned from you, as cut and dry as it sounds. We're talking today with Dr. Mark Gordon from Millennium Health Centers, and he is a well-known speaker in the anti-aging community about hormone replacement therapy, as well as head trauma that leads to endocrine disruption. We're going to get deeper into this subject, so stay tuned. We'll be right back. Want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today. One testosterone was the king of muscle and strength building agents. Now there's One Andro RX. One Andro RX is pharmaceutical grade one androsterone. It converts to one testosterone in the body. The results are 7 times more anabolic than testosterone and can't convert to estrogen or DHT, so you never have to worry about bloating or water retention. One Andro RX will build lean muscle while helping you shed body fat. You can get One Andro RX by visiting ironmaglabs.com. The winter is upon us. Make this season count by adding some new muscle with One Andro RX. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. Mark Gordon about HRT, hormone replacement therapy, and prostate health. And really, we're going to be delving deeper into HRT questions in general as well. Now, Dr. Gordon, when we talk about head trauma, there's the obvious head traumas. You fall off a bike, you bang your head. If you're a boxer or you're in a football player, you're banging your head a lot. But isn't it possible to have a traumatic effect to something that would not normally make you go, oh, that's what did it. Didn't I hear something as innocuous as having your teeth x-rayed could actually damage the pituitary and the hypothalamus?
Absolutely right. The majority of injuries that happen to the brain that will create a pathway leading to hormone deficiency is being found to be very diverse. X-rays influence the regulatory area of the brain called the hypothalamus. This sends the signal to the pituitary to tell the pituitary what hormones to release or what stimulants to hormones in the body to be released. And dental x-rays, CT scans, regular x-rays of the skull after trauma can damage the hypothalamus. And there are certain medications that can do it. But my focus is really on head trauma. And what we found is that when you have head trauma, which could be very mild, where you don't lose consciousness, you don't have a headache, you don't have a concussion, that it can, over a course of time, having multiple mild type of head traumas can lead to the hypothalamus stop functioning to regulate the pituitary's production of hormones, and you progressively develop a hormone deficiency. As I said earlier, I developed growth hormone, testosterone, and thyroid deficiency, but it had taken time because my last head injury was about 24, 25 years of age, so it took until 34 in order for me to start feeling that there was a change, and it wasn't until I was 46, after having had every year traditional laboratory testing, chemistry done, urine analysis, CBC, and so forth, and it did not find anything wrong. And I was just told it was me, as many people out there have probably been told by their physicians. But it's only after having a close look at all my hormones, at the growth hormone, the IGF-1, the testosterone, the estradiols, the DHEAs, and so forth, and thyroid, TSH, free T3, free T4, and so forth, did they find the deficiencies. So what we're finding is that you do not have to have a MRI finding or a CT finding of damage or a contusion, which is like a bruise to the brain, to state that they will have hormone deficiency. It can be so subtle on a microscopic level that can create the progressive hormone deficiency.
How did you feel? How did you feel when the, obviously you a physician yourself, but now on the side of being a patient and you have a physician who says, you know, it's just you, you know, this is it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Were you frustrated or were you convinced that there was more to this picture and you guys weren't just seeing it?
Well, obviously at age 34 when I started feeling it and delaying 12 years before I was, you know, 46 before something was done, of course I was frustrated. I was thinking it was, you know, psychological, it was stress, it was marriage, it was life, it was sun, it was shine, it was snow or whatever. There was something else. And I think a lot of us are postured by our healthcare providers to think that it's more our problem. Here, take an antidepressant.
Well, and also, you being a physician yourself, your opinion would have a greater degree of gravity, and rightfully shouldn't. I mean, I'm not saying that it should, but every patient has to be an advocate for themselves, whether they have an education in medicine or not. But yours would be taken a bit more seriously by a colleague than, say, me going in and saying, you know, I think you're wrong. So how does one open up the discussion for HRT with their physician? If their physician is not is a traditional mainstream physician, and he's probably never prescribed testosterone, for instance, and probably very rarely even orders these types of panels, and a man goes in and says, you know, I'm interested in testosterone, and they already got over the, well, prostate cancer, and I say, I'm not worried about that. I still want to explore testosterone therapy. And the physician, you know, pushes back a little bit for one reason or another. Well, I don't do that or something like that. Do you then try to get that physician to work with you, or do you just go, okay, if you don't do that, I have to go somewhere else?
Well, in a physician who takes, a healthcare provider who takes the stance that they don't want to accommodate a request of a patient, I think the patient should consider finding a doctor who is a specialist in that area. You know, people come to me and say, can you do open heart surgery? Well, I don't do open heart surgery. I refer them to a specialist who does. And therefore, if a patient goes to a doctor and asks for evaluation for testosterone, they either refuse or back away or make some kind of a statement, that'll kill you or cause prostate cancer. You definitely need to be referred to a specialist who does that, an endocrinologist, a hormone specialist, a internist who does endocrinology, anti-aging doc who has credentials showing that he's been trained and has, been through training over the course of years. These are the people that they should move to or go to in order to get the optimal experience at getting tested. That's it. It's not a guarantee that you're going to need treatment. It's about just being tested.
Right, right.
And a lot of docs won't even do that.
Yeah.
And then when they do agree to do it under duress, their selection of labs is very poor.
Like, in other words, they're going to just shoot for TSH for thyroid. They'll look at total testosterone as opposed to total and free, and they probably won't even look at estradiol.
Correct. And it's extremely important in aging males that we look at the estrogen levels because of the risk for prostate from the estrogens, as well as to see whether or not they're zinc deficient or that they are deficient in testosterone because it's being converted to estradiol.
Right, right. Okay, now, getting back to HRT in general just for a second, you when I said that you are one of the most progressive minds in this field, it's not because you do the most research, but you interpret research and sometimes even look at things through a different scope. The traditional approach to HRT in this day and age is either to put a man on a testosterone gel or organogel and or to give injectable testosterone. And quite often, many doctors, the go-to prescription for testosterone, let's say cypionate, is about 200 milligrams a week. But you've found in your practice that really is probably too high, isn't it?
High dosing of testosterone is dangerous to the body. And looking back at the years that I've been doing this, which is almost 16 years, we should be basing our approach for hormone replacement on science. And one of the most fundamental issues to use to dictate how much testosterone we shall give someone is looking at how much we naturally produce. In a 25 to 35-year-old male, they produce anywhere between 4.1 to 10 milligrams per day, and a female in that same age group produces 0.9 to 2.8 milligrams per day. So the question is, doing the math on per week, why do we give patients 100, 200, I've heard of 500 milligrams per week? We're not treating our patients as anabolic abusers or as bodybuilders. We should be treating and doing what we do as physicians who are returning hormone levels to physiological levels. And I've never needed to use aromatase inhibitors or estrogen blockers in my patient population because they're being given back physiological doses of testosterone. So you don't induce the production of estrogens. The other issue is the format of replacement. It's very, very, very convenient to have a topical cream or gel to slather onto your body. But looking at the physiology of biochemistry and physiology of what happens is testosterone placed onto the skin will convert to another compound called dihydrotestosterone, or DHT, which we really don't want in high quantity floating around in the blood. It can cause prostate enlargement. It can cause acne. It can cause hair loss in both males and females. What we do want is free testosterone in the blood and a smaller amount of DHT so that the free testosterone, which is not attached to anything, can go into the brain and be converted in the brain from testosterone to dihydrotestosterone to 3-alpha-androstenedione, and that's the key. DHT doesn't penetrate very well into the brain.
So it's like a Trojan horse. It has to get in there like a testosterone, but then the 5-alpha reduction occurs in the tissue as opposed
Correct.
To in the bloodstream.
Correct. That's what you want. You want to keep the DHT levels on the median range or towards the low range so you don't get the side effects. And so I do not have the patients with oily skin getting sebaceous cysts or acne because the dosing, and they still get the benefits. I've had you know, 30-year-old males who have had head trauma who test out negative for total testosterone is below the bar as in urology in the 200s, 227, and their free testosterone is 1 or 2, and they're feeling they're on antidepressant drugs. And we return their levels using 40 or 60 milligrams per week. And initially they say, that's so little. The guys in the gym are using 2 to 400. I said, you're not in the gym doing that type of treatment. You're a patient who has a physiological and a documented deficiency in testosterone. You don't have to use. And they come back, and they've gained 10 pounds of lean body mass, and their mental functioning is better. I have a gentleman right now who's been on antidepressants for 6 years, and he's now on one-third the amount of antidepressant, and with his psychiatrist, he's getting his levels lowered to get him off the antidepressant.
Yeah, they have to titrate that to come off.
You have to titrate. You can't just stop it. Yeah. And he's feeling phenomenal, and he's now working out. He's now enjoying life to the fullest. And these are the benefits of replacement to physiological level, not supra physiological level.
You know, this is a really novel topic. I want to go a little bit deeper when we come back. I want to talk a little bit more about the whole DHT linkage, because there's a lot of what we like to call brotelligence in the bodybuilding community, that DHT is a benefit for aggression and libido, but there is a point of diminishing returns in DHT that Dr. Gordon has taught me about. We're talking today with Dr. Mark Gordon from Millennium Health Centers about HRT and prostate, and in general, HRT issues with men. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLer.com. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com, the best supplements in the universe, are at OrbitNutrition.com. Finally, a Bulbine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're doing an HRT 101 show with Dr. Mark Gordon from Millennium Health Centers. Okay. Excuse me. A lot of people think that DHT provides a boost to the libido, but there's a point of diminishing returns, isn't there?
DHT in the brain does boost the libido center, and also it improves memory and recall and sense of well-being and assertiveness. And if there's too much, you can overstimulate the brain and get edginess, sexual edginess, as well as irritability, a headache, a tight band effect around the skull. So there's a point where, yes, it does have a diminishing return. And the other side effects, as we discussed earlier, with hair loss and oily skin and sebaceous skin problems and shrinkage of the testes, DHT is what regulates the size of the testicles. So too much DHT will cause shrinkage. I think a lot of people who have used things like nandrolone decoconate and Anavar and other similar, they call it congeners, which are chemicals that function like DHT, have problems with libido as well as accelerated shrinkage of the testes. So small amounts of DHT in the blood are very good. In fact, it's four times more anabolic than testosterone in the cell, and it's 10 times stronger than testosterone in the cell.
But as you pointed out a moment ago, it has to enter the cell as testosterone and then be converted by 5-alpha reducing it. So having all this extra DHT running around your bloodstream is not an advantage.
Correct, as well as having induced, which means that if you use excessive amounts of testosterone, what the body will do is try to accommodate that large level by increasing the enzyme that causes testosterone to become DHT in the serum, in the blood, as well as in the tissues, as well as increases estrogen aromatase. So you're predisposed to having a more rapid conversion of testosterone to estrogens or estradiol. Therefore, zinc will help, and some of the estrogen conversion inhibitors, the aromatase inhibitors. But the best thing to do is just lower the level of testosterone.
So it comes back to that old adage that's been a mantra within the medical profession, and the lowest effective dose is what we
Correct.
Need to shoot for.
And less is more.
In this particular case, absolutely.
And less is more, absolutely. I mean, I shiver every time I see someone coming in who, you know, is complaining about all these side effects from having taken excessive amount of testosterone, and they come in with a bottle also of the aromatase inhibitor, and that in and of itself implies that they're using excessive amount. And what gets me even more is my little pet peeve is when I hear of healthcare providers who are doing HRT who dispense at the same time they dispense their injectable testosterone, they dispense a bottle of one of the aromatase inhibitors.
Yeah, letrozole or something like that. Right, exactly.
And they correct. They and I go,
yeah, summarily.
I've never used it.
Yeah,
I've
summarily.
Never used it.
They give them the testosterone and they say, and here, take one of these every third day.
Yes.
It's like they don't even, they just assume, they know that on this dose of testosterone, your estrogen level is going to be higher.
Right. And I have a couple of very brilliant docs like Dr. John Chrysler of All Things Male, who has been reviewing the literature along with me and is starting to, and we're all starting to see that lower amounts of testosterone are very, very important as opposed to all the risks and the problems that arise from high levels. One of the problems circling back to the prostate issue is that if you look at studies that have been done looking just at DHT and prostate cancer and prostate health, you find that the highest level of DHT is in people with benign prostatic hypertrophy, which means in English, non-cancer enlargement of the prostate. And when you look at the people who have cancer of the prostate, they have the lowest levels of DHT. And what DHT does do, it causes the prostate size to enlarge. And when the prostate size enlarges, there's a proportional increase in the production of this marker that we call PSA, prostatic-specific antigen, which goes up because the amount of production and the size of the cells is greater. So urologists have become very reactive when they have someone who goes on to testosterone therapy, TRT, and they see within a month's time that the PSA does a jump up. It spikes up, and that's called prostatic flare, which is written about in Dr. Abraham Morgenthaler's book, Testosterone for Life, where he goes through all these things about the myths associated with testosterone and talks about all the benefits that are achievable with physiological dosing of testosterone. So another study that was done showed that if you look at it's the Mayo Massachusetts study and also a study out of Harvard Brigham's Hospital, and they were released about a year apart. They showed that in males who have low levels of free testosterone, naturally low levels of free testosterone, that by the time you diagnose their prostate cancer, they're very high quality of cancers. We use a scoring called Gleason scores, and they're very high, 7, 8, 9, 10, which is not good. And it appears that you need to have free testosterone to help with the prostatic cell's health. Part of that health is in the production of PSA, which is not a bad thing. It's just used as a flag to indicate that there's something going on in the prostate, because we can have increase in PSA in people after sex, in people who have prostatitis, which is a bacterial infection of the prostate, or prostatism, which is a nonspecific inflammation of the prostate, or after sitting on a motorcycle for 4 or 5 hours riding to wherever on a love drive on motorcycles. And these things can cause increase in PSA. Believe it or not, PSA has about a 2% accuracy for diagnosing prostatic cancer.
Really?
So it's not a very good test, but it's the only one that we have until this new one called MCAR comes out, which has a 97% sensitivity towards prostate cancer, but a 95% specificity, means that it specifically picks up prostate cancer. And it's, 7 years I've been following this test. It isn't out yet, but it'll revolutionize our accuracy of detecting prostate cancer, and without having to do all these unnecessary biopsies that males go through when the PSA levels go up. So having low free testosterone can put you at risk for having a delay in diagnosis of prostate cancer. Having excessive amount of DHT can cause swelling of the prostate and an increase in PSA, which will cause the doctor to think you have a cancer. And what I've done over the past 10 years is I've done testing to see the parallel between total testosterone, free testosterone, dihydrotestosterone, estrogen, PSA. And you see this pattern where as DHT goes up, PSA goes up. DHT comes down, PSA comes down.
Yeah, very interesting. We have a couple minutes before the last break. Men are a lot more complicated than we thought they were. I know that women require several hormones to be delivered, usually for HRT, and it was always thought that men just needed testosterone. We were very simple. Is that still true, or is it starting to become common wisdom that we need to look at other hormones like pregnenolone, for instance, or progesterone in men as well when replacing DHEA and so on?
When you replace testosterone, because of the balance that the body tries to strike, you're putting in a foreign product, something from outside our body. And what the body does is start shutting things down because it says, okay, there's sufficient amount. Let's shut down DHEA production. So you can have on testosterone treatment, you can have a reduction in DHEA. And therefore, you should put some back into the system because the benefits of DHEA in studies that have been done in cardiology, it shows that when DHEA is in the lower quartile, meaning that if you take the ranges of DHEA that's possible and you break them into the lower quarter, the next quarter, the middle quarter, and the highest quarter, the lowest quarter is associated with increased occurrence of heart attacks. And then DHEA is a neurosteroid, meaning that it's also produced in the brain as well as in the adrenal glands and serves a function to amplify the communication between one part of the brain, the hypothalamus, and the pituitary for release of hormones, inclusive of endorphins and enkephalins, which are the feel-good hormones, the brain narcotics. DHEA and DHEAS are extremely important for that. Pregnenolone on another pathway, cholesterol becomes pregnenolone, and in fact, cholesterol is the precursor to all the estrogens, the testosterones, the cortisols, and when you take drugs that, called statin drugs, that drop your cholesterol production, you also drop all those important hormones, and that's why you feel so horrible
right.
when you're on those type of medications. So the importance of pregnenolone is that it is neuroprotective. It protects the brain cells, and it becomes allopregnenolone. Pregnenolone becomes allopregnenolone, and pregnenolone also is a precursor to progesterone, and progesterone becomes alloprogesterone. There was an article that came out in the New York Times talking about a guy in a coma where they gave him, through the vein, they gave him progesterone, and he woke up. It did not improve his underlying neurological damage, but he woke up. That's part of the importance of it. Excessive amount of progesterone can cause drop in libido. So we have to be careful in the amount of pregnenolone and progesterone that we might use. Also, progesterone is a precursor to cortisol, the stress hormones, and cortisone. So if you have adequate amount of pregnenolone going to progesterone, you deal with stress. It's an adaptogen. Mm-hmm. It allows us to adapt to the environment that we're in. So in taking drugs, again, like statin drugs, you lose that. And therefore, you cannot adapt to your environment, and stress will create greater problems for you. And I think that's part of the reason, when you look at the millions of people who are on statin drugs for cholesterol, which we're learning does not cause heart disease.
Right, right.
But it's inflammatory chemicals. But it does generate $8 billion to $12 billion a year.
Yeah, which is a hard train to stop once it's rolling.
Absolutely. So we need, when we do hormonal replacement, you cannot replace one hormone. It's like having a brand new Porsche and only putting one tire on it. You need to have four tires on it. The body needs to have all the hormones replaced. They need the pregnenolone, the DHEA. You need the testosterone. Also, we need a little bit. Males need estradiol because it's protective of our arteries. Also, it stimulates the production of what you just were talking about, nitric oxide, which is extremely important in our blood flow and our pumps.
Right.
And nitric oxide is an incredibly important product for every function. Libido, penile erection, is all based upon nitric oxide.
Right.
So it helps with blood flow in the brain. Also, estrogen helps with cells called microglia, which are responsible for protecting the brain from bacteria that might get into it through the blood system to defend our, you know, immunity. So all hormones need to be checked, and all hormones need to be maintained in physiological ranges, regardless of male or female.
Yeah, and that's the point. We're not as simple. And, you know, they want to sweep us quite often under the table and say, well, just give the guy testosterone. I've always been a big believer that one of the reasons, something you spoke about earlier, that over time high doses of testosterone therapy, for instance, start to, when they shut the testes down, a great deal of pregnenolone is made in male testes. And I have to believe that there's a disruption in the production of pregnenolone along with testicular atrophy. And pregnenolone produces progesterone. Progesterone is produced in the testes, and progesterone looks just like finasteride, which is a 5-alpha reductase blocker. It blocks mm-hmm. the biogenesis. And I have to believe that progesterone possesses the ability to help the body regulate the overproduction of DHT. Am I off track on that?
No, it does. It helps to curtail excessive production. That's absolutely right. Another issue, let's see, that you said was luteinizing hormone.
Yes, okay, LH.
Luteinizing hormone, LH. LH is produced when testosterone levels drop.
Right.
And it's a signal back to the brain through what we call gonadotropic hormone, and it stimulates, or releasing hormone, stimulates the pituitary to produce luteinizing hormone. Well, what does luteinizing hormone do? Luteinizing hormone causes us to produce cholesterol.
Oh.
So if you are deficient in testosterone, you signal for luteinizing hormone, which causes cholesterol to increase, and cholesterol, if the pathways are all open, ends up becoming testosterone. And when you make testosterone, the luteinizing hormone decreases to shut down cholesterol production. But what I've been seeing, a lot of patients that have high levels of cholesterol, low levels of testosterone, and their luteinizing hormone is either not being produced, and that's because they've had head trauma, or that's a central issue in the brain, or else they have high levels of luteinizing hormone, but they have an enzymatic block that doesn't allow for testosterone to be made.
Right.
So what happens is luteinizing hormone keeps on going up, 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 so you have elevation in cholesterol, so they get treated with statin drugs, which further create an intensely drop-off in all the other hormones. So how do we treat it? If you find that you have low testosterone, high cholesterol, you replace with testosterone, 40 milligrams IM, and what happens is you have a drop-off in the cholesterol. I had one patient that had a 347 in their cholesterol and a very low testosterone, on total testosterone, free testosterone, and they were replaced with 60 milligrams a week of testosterone. What happened is in 6 months, their total testosterone went from 347 to 203. Because what we did was the testosterone shut off
their cholesterol. Oh, you mean their total cholesterol? Okay,
total cholesterol.
Total
sorry.
Testosterone. Yeah,
total cholesterol dropped to 203, and that's because the supplementation with injectable testosterone shut down their need for luteinizing hormone, and they got better.
Okay, we're going to take our last commercial break, and then we have a couple questions from listeners. We're talking today with Dr. Mark Gordon from Millennium. Why can't I say that, Mark? I'm telling you, I'm tongue-tied. I'm dumbfounded today. I'll get a good night's sleep tonight. Millennium Health Centers.
Check your testosterone.
Yeah, I'll check. Actually, that's not my problem, is it? Anyway,
yeah.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back and ask some of your questions. Stay tuned.
Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. One testosterone was the king of muscle and strength building agents. Now there's One Andro RX. One Andro RX is pharmaceutical grade one androsterone. It converts to one testosterone in the body. The results are 7 times more anabolic than testosterone and can't convert to estrogen or DHT, so you never have to
worry about bloating or water retention. One Andro RX will build lean muscle while helping you shed body fat. You can get One Andro RX by visiting IronMagLabs.com. The winter is upon us. Make this season count by adding some new muscle with One Andro RX.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. Mark Gordon from Millennium Health Centers. We're talking about hormone replacement therapy for men. Answered some of the questions that originally started the interview, which is prostate health, but more importantly, some other questions. And I have some listener emails here. These two from Facebook, actually, Dr. Gordon. The first one is from Kevin Johnson. He said, will excess zinc predispose one to any of the effects of too much testosterone? I guess what he's asking is, can you get your body into a super physiological state by using zinc?
No. What can happen is if you use excessive amount of zinc, you get copper and iron deficiency, and that will cause inanition, loss of energy, and decrease your immunity, so you can get more infections as well as drop off in iron can lead to anemia. So what you need to do is monitor those things, and getting your zinc level to like 90 is probably great. Anything more than that and toxic side effects. But there are cases where sperm goes up, where testosterone goes up without needing anything like testosterone.
That's
so there
cool.
are benefits.
Okay. All right. Kernschild wants to know, while this is not necessarily an on-HRT question, post-HRT, if someone wants to take a break from testosterone and use HCG as a post-cycle therapy, what is your recommendation on post-cycle therapy using HCG?
Well, what we do with our patients is we have them on a low-dose regimen of HCG of about 150 IUs three times a week while they're on injectable testosterone so that when they stop the testosterone, their recovery is a lot easier. And people who haven't had that, we put them on to either 150 or 250 5 days a week and see how they respond in a month's time. If they don't respond, then we add to it clomiphene, 25 milligrams a day. And the combination of the two in the literature shows that it works very well. And, in fact, most of the studies that were done were on recovering bodybuilders who used exorbitant, excessive, abusive levels of testosterone and whatever. And it works well, but they need to be monitored by a physician in order to obviously get the medication and also to verify the achievement of return of normal function.
And if you, like for me, for instance, I've been on HRT since October of 2007. I used HCG early on, but then stopped, and I have not used HCG, and I obviously have suffered some testicular shrinkage as a result.
Mm-hmm.
Can I use HCG now, bring it back into my regimen under my doctor's supervision, and would I expect to see any change in the testicular mass or any benefits from reintroducing HCG now?
Yes, as long as the testicles did not involute and scar. What happens is if the testicles shrink, there's a possibility that the tissue can scar or not be able to be returned to its previous status, health status. So starting early with the HCG and cycling it in and out in a regimen, depending upon the length of the regimen. Also, when you start on a supplementation program, whether or not it's for self-aggrandizement or for health reasons, you need to monitor the levels throughout and ask the patient about testicular atrophy as means of directing supplementation with the HCG. But having it a small dose is very beneficial.
Is there any outward indication that your testicles have atrophied? Obviously, some testicular shrinkage occurs with androgen therapy, but that doesn't necessarily mean that there is an atrophy. Is there any way to do you have to test blood work, like with a challenge test to see if it's atrophied?
Can you use a challenge test for that? You look at the luteinizing hormone in the blood. You look at LH in the blood, and it'll be down. When you're on testosterone, it drops down to nearly zero. And the stimulus for maintaining testicular size is a larger testicular size or healthy testicular size, whatever that means, is based on luteinizing hormone. That stimulates the Leydig cells, the cells that generate testosterone, to be produced. And if LH is down, probably FSH is down, and FSH generates the sperm production. So males who are on testosterone treatment or on testosterone period can have a loss of sperm and a loss of size and a loss of testosterone production by the testicles. And you can regenerate it as long as the time between starting the treatment or the supplementation and acknowledging that something's awry is very important.
Okay, very good. What's the Reader's Digest message that you want men to take away about HRT? Obviously, there's a great down pressure within the medical orthodoxy to avoid hormone replacement therapies. I always get a kick out of it, Dr. Gordon, when a doctor will act like, well, that's a hormone, you don't want to take that, but then they'll give you an antidepressant, which is a foreign substance for your body. And you know, and that's a whole nother discussion. But what's the takeaway that you want men who are sitting on the fence about HRT, they're afraid that if they do this, they're going to end up giving themselves cancer or something worse. What do you tell them?
Well, historically, I have over 10,000 patient cycles in 15 years and never had a cancer that we didn't diagnose before they even started on treatment, okay? Or we pick up our testicular cancers because we make sure there's nothing there. But the key is, number one, if you have a history of any kind of head trauma, traumatic brain injury, and you can go to my website, which is TBIMedLegal.com, and read about how to determine whether or not you've had head trauma. If you've had any kind of head trauma at 12, 15, 17, 19 years of age, that might predispose you to an early onset of not only testosterone deficiency, but growth hormone and the others, thyroid, just like I had. And if you have head trauma, you need to have that addressed and then treatment. If you don't have any head trauma and you're going on to hormone replacement, go and get a complete physical. Have the traditional doctor do all the traditional things and then add to it the hormone assessment with total testosterone, free testosterone, dihydrotestosterone, and estrone and estradiol levels and DHEAS levels. And then based upon these results to determine whether or not you should be started on testosterone. And if you are started on testosterone, don't allow them to give you the 200 to 300 that I see the traditional internists and the traditional urologists are giving. And then in addition, they're giving you the aromatase inhibitor. Start on a lower dose, and you'll see within 4 weeks that you achieve the same level you would have taking high doses, but in a little bit of a delayed time, and you don't have the side effects. So low dose is key.
And not only the side effects, but the testosterone will do what it was biologically created to do, as you've explained, which happens in tissue. And in order for it to get into the tissue, you can't have these high doses running through your bloodstream. I mean, that message alone is profound, and you know, comes back to the point of diminishing returns.
Correct. And injectable over topical is the way I've seen it. I have very few people on topical, and when you start comparing cost of it, the cost for testosterone is 1 month of topical gel is a year's supply of injectable testosterone.
Right. And you know the only hormone that I think should be topical, and it should actually be rubbed right over the gland, and that's thyroid hormone, T3 and T4. They should make that into a topical, because I really believe strongly that the tissue 10 inches north, 10 inches south, has the greatest profound effect from the hormone because of its proximity to the gland. And that's just my own, obviously, uneducated theory, but I feel that thyroid hormone would be worthy of topical. But you're right. Transdermal testosterone converts too easily to estradiol if you're rubbing it on tissue that has a lot of fat underneath it, and DHT if there's a lot of 5-alpha reductase in the skin as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Listen, Dr. Gordon, I want to thank you so much.
Always my pleasure, Carl.
Yeah, and I know because you're leaving the country yet again, and you're always on the move. So really, thanks for making time today. And let's plug Dr. John Chrysler's website, allthingsmale.com. because Dr. Crisler also follows many of the protocols that Dr. Gordon has presented here today. And if you're in the California area, look up Millennium Health Centers. Just don't spell it the way I'm fumbling the word. MillenniumHealthCenters.com. Thanks so much, Dr. Gordon.
Thank you very much, Carl. Be well.
Okay. And we'll have another great up. We actually have Professor Dr. Andrew coming on tomorrow, and we're going to be talking to Professor Filimonov from the UK, and he's going to be doing a show tomorrow with us about peptides. You're not going to want to miss Tuesday's Superhuman Radio. We will see you then.